Welcome to this yoga nidra, a wild nidra. I'm in a little meadow, a reclaimed meadow. The earth has reclaimed this spot that used to be a tennis court, and now the earth has brought her beautiful green fuzz back over it. So it's quite a flat, calm space. The sun is bright, shining above me. The early, early spring, so remembering the frost of this morning and a cool, wintry blue in the air, but also the hint of summer. The warmth of the sun is here, and like a sort of almost a pressure of heat, if you were to lie down, you would feel the rays of the sun pushing against your face. And I invite you now to lie down for this yoga nidra, which is inspired by this beautiful place and the goddess and saint Bridget, who's very wonderful and gracious and earthly and divine and compassionate. And I think she's a lovely person to be inspired by and spend time with right now. So I invite you to lie down somewhere really comfortable. And how would it be to really, really allow yourself to get really cozy and comfortable? Sometimes in nidra, people like to put pillows underneath their knees. And have blankets weighing them down, which can be really gorgeous. Some people like to lie on their side, wonderful too. I would love for you to be in a position that just allows you to really surrender and yield into comfort. Rest your bones on this beautiful earth of ours. So as you settle down, settle in, and get cozy and comfortable, you can bring your awareness to your body resting down on the earth, and also to the moisture in your mouth. Maybe there's even a taste there. The last meal you had, or drink you sipped. Maybe you can smell something in the room, a fresh meadow, wherever you are, your own beautiful self, or nothing at all, and that's just fine. Maybe you can just sense the breath coming in and out of your nostrils, slightly cooler on the inhale, slightly warmer on the exhale. And the breath reminding us that we are part of this beautiful world, this beautiful cycle of life. And that every inhale is a gift from the trees and the plants around us. And every exhale is our gift back to them. Our gift back to them. Then you could bring your awareness to your eyes, which I hope are shut now or very, very soft and diffuse. Maybe feeling a bit heavy and drowsy, as if you were sitting under a blazing spring sun, warming you, making you as lazy as the bumbling bumblebees, pottering about from flower to flower. Fluffy and slightly clumsy seeming, but also gracious at the same time. Maybe your bumblebee eyes feel a little bit like that. And maybe on the dark screen of your closed eyes, you can see some shapes or figures, or maybe not. Bridget is a goddess of many things, and one of them is poetry and smith's craft. Sort of an ironmonger. So So she's used to looking into the fire and creating things from the fire, molten metalworks, that transformational energy. And then bringing your attention to touch once again, to feeling. The feeling of maybe slightly cooler air above your body. Or maybe it's the warmer air of the sun touching your face and the cooler feeling of the earth beneath you. Or maybe your little nest is warmer and cozy. So becoming aware of temperature and coziness and the beautiful sensuousness of coziness and this lovely care that you have allowed your body, this very practical rest and respite that you have given yourself in this moment. And of course, I am here, the sound of my voice and some nature sounds, some quite chirpy, happy birds, some buzzing insects, life and spring getting on, growing, following her own rhythm. And I invite you to follow the sound of my voice. I'm here as a guide. You can follow my instructions, but not to worry. All you have to do is listen to my voice and just the sound of my voice. This beautiful practice of yoga nidra isn't about doing. It's about being. And here you are, in exactly the right place, listening to this. Listening to this. All cozy, all settled, all still, ready. And if you need to move during this practice, that's wonderful. Sometimes you're in such a state that you're aware of the desire to move, and the simple awareness of the desire allows it to pass. And sometimes the desire to move manifests in a slow and easy readjustment, which is perfectly fine too. You are here. There's nowhere else to be. No other deadline to meet. You're in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. Welcome. Welcome to this Brigidine Yoga Nidra. Brigid has a very famous story of a beautiful green cloak. Sometimes it's a red cloak, sometimes it's a blue cloak, sometimes it's a white cloak. You can choose whatever colour you like. One of the stories is she spreads her cloak over a green field and she protects that land from greed and she allows it to be used as nourishment for the people, for her people. And I hope now that you could imagine that Brigid has just spread a beautiful coloured cloak over your body, protecting you and nourishing you. And she has lots of sacred wells. And imagine now that a little bit of cool, sparkling, clear spring water has just anointed you on the crown of the head. The crown of the head. Cool, fresh, light. And then another drop is in between the two eyebrows in the third eye space. Cooling, calming, resting. And there's another light, clear, fresh drop in the little nook, the little well between the two collarbones, that valley there. And it travels down to the heart space, pooling, cool, fresh, clear spring water there, down past the solar plexus, the belly button, just below the belly button, in the low belly, in the womb space, if you have a womb, the low belly. The pubic bone and the base of the body. And it travels all the way back up to the little space in between the collarbones and goes across the left collarbone to the left shoulder, down the left upper arm to the left elbow, the left wrist, and then to the tip of the right left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all the fingertips of the left hand sparkling, clean, clear, awake, bright, and the palm of the left hand too, cupping a beautiful drop of this well water, and the back of the hand, the back of the left hand, so the whole of the left hand is aglow, fresh, light, sparkling. Back up the left wrist and the left forearm, and the left elbow, and the left upper arm, and the left shoulder, and down under the left armpit, down the side of the left body, to the left hip, and down the left luscious long femur bone to the left knee, down the lovely left lower leg to the left ankle, left heel, left top of the foot, left sole of the foot, and the left big toe. Second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. And the whole of the left foot is sparkling, clean, blessed with well water, awake. And then you travel all the way back up from that beautiful glowing foot, the left heel and ankle and backs of the calves and the front of the shins and back of the knee and front of the knee and back of the thigh and front of the thigh and buttocks and hip and side of the body, armpit to the shoulder, and feeling now the left side of the body, the arm and the leg, fresh, clean, clear, sparkling, blessed with well water. Banakti. And then travelling from the little nook at the base of the throat across the right collarbone to the right shoulder, blessed with well water, down the upper right arm to the right elbow, down the right forearm to the tip of the right thumb, and the tip of the second finger of the right hand, third finger, fourth finger, little finger of the right hand, all the fingertips sparkling, fresh, clean. And in the palm of the right hand is a little drop of sacred well water, and the back of the right hand, blessed too, clean, sparkling, so that the whole right hand is aglow, clean, fresh, watered. And travelling back up as the monk jacks and the deer in the background enjoy this spring day. The back of the left, of the right wrist, the right hand all sparkling and fresh, the back of the right wrist and the front of the right wrist and the right forearm and the right elbow, the back and the front of the right elbow and the upper arm, the back and the front of the right upper arm and the right shoulder, and then under to the armpit, underneath the armpit, sparkling clean, and down the sides of the body to the right hip, and down sparkling fresh clean well water down that thigh, down the right knee, down the right lower leg to the ankle of the right foot and the right heel and the right top of the foot and the right sole of the foot, and the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, and the whole of the toes of the right foot, glowing, sparkling, clean, watered, and the whole foot, clean, fresh, blessed with well water. glowing. And traveling back up this lovely right leg, the right foot and the right ankle and heel and the calves and the shins of the lower leg and the back of the knee and the front of the knee and the back of the femur bone and the back of the thigh and the front of the thigh and the buttocks of the right side and the hip. Back up the side of the body to the armpit and then to the right shoulder, traveling to the nook at the base of the throat, and the right arm and the right leg are clean and sparkling and aglow. And in fact, the whole front of the body from the neck down is aglow, glowing, watered, sparkling, fresh, clean, blessed with sacred Bridget's well water. And the throat, where we speak our truth, also blessed with cleanliness, with the sparkling spring, fresh water of this well. And the back of the throat too, tension dissolving, blessed with water. And the whole sheet of the back body, blessed, blessed, blessed. The right shoulder blade and the left shoulder blade. The right lower back and the left lower back, and the sacrum and the back of the beautiful pelvis, the bowl of the body, beautiful, and traveling all the way back up to the nape of the neck, and then the whole scalp sparkling, blessed with sacred well water, as though little raindrops were blessing you, and the whole mask of the face too, blessed with water, well water, anointed, sacred. The crown of the head again, and then the space in between the eyebrows, the whole lovely plane of the forehead, and the nose, the bridge of the nose, the right side of the nose, the left side of the nose, the nostrils and the undercroft of the nose, and the upper lip and the lower lip, the inside of the beautiful mouth, the cave of truth, and the chin and the lower neck, and the left side of the jaw and the right side of the jaw, and the right cheek and the left cheek, and the left lovely shell-like ear, and the right lovely shell-like ear, blessed with well water, clean, sparkling, and the right eye and the left eye, clear sight, and the left eyebrow and the right eyebrow, and that sacred space in between the eyebrows, blessed, and the crown of the head, the top of the head, blessed, and just a few inches above the crown of the head, a fountain of well water sparkling and showering down, blessing you. Calm. Calm. And then we can rest this lovely feeling of coolness, of anointedness, in the space of the heart, where there is also magically a flame, Bridget's flame, living in the cave of the heart, a flame that never goes out, that is tended to and nourished, keeping your heart's fire alive and aglow. Fire and water. Warmth and coolness all at the same time. Just as you can hear this bird song and the silence behind it at the same time, silence and sound. And maybe you could take yourself back to a time, or remember a time when you were very hot in your body. And then you took a sip of some cool water. And then you were both hot and cold at the same time. and perhaps you have felt a tree and the rough, cool bark of the tree, and then the moist, soft velvet moss also covering that tree. So velvet and roughness together. Perhaps you have walked barefoot on the grass, or even in lovely walking shoes on the grass, and felt the grass springy and soft beneath your feet and then crunched on a crisp leaf. So feeling softness and crunch at the same time. And as you lie here, resting, restful, perhaps you could bring your awareness to your breath. And as you inhale, maybe the flame in your heart gets a little bit bigger and brighter. And as you exhale, it contracts to a tiny little glowing ember. So inhaling and exhaling, the expanding, inhaling breath of this warm, light firelight. And the exhaling, cozy, comforting contraction of a glowing ember. Inhaling warmth in this fire that can only heal you and protect you and would never hurt you. And exhaling into this happy, tender glow. Little spark. Good. And let that go. Let that go. Just becoming aware of your own breath. No need to change it or do anything. Just allowing yourself to be breathed. This beautiful body that knows just what to do. Just what to do. And as you lie there, perhaps you feel yourself wrapped very cozily and yet with enough space, so mysteriously, wonderfully, at the same time, wrapped in a soft shawl, Bridget's healing shawl, as if you are so precious, and also very practically and reassuringly wrapped and looked after in a shawl. Perhaps you see a woman coming with a lantern and maybe a pail of milk in her hands, maybe some cows following her, maybe she's singing a song. And then she sets down her pail of milk. The cows know to stop behind her. She dusts off her hands and she goes into a little cottage, and you can follow her with your mind's eye. And you see that there is a fabulous smithy, a blacksmith's cottage, and there is a raging hot red fire. But practical soul that Bridget is, everything is safe and tidy. And there is enough oxygen for the fire to blaze and to be worked with so that it's controlled. And Bridget is creating something in this fire. She is wringing something, rendering something beautiful from iron, from metal. And she's singing as she does it. And maybe her words are a blessing, if you can hear them. Maybe you just sense that they are full of love and protection. And maybe you can see that whatever she's creating is beginning to take shape and you can make it out. Maybe you can. And maybe you realize that this is a gift for you from the goddess, from the saint, being made especially for you. She takes this beautiful object out of the fire and plunges it into the cold water. Little hiss and sizzle. And then she sets it on a beautiful wooden table, on a cooling grate, and waits for this lovely object to cool. And she sings and prays over it. And she goes outside, and blesses the sun and the blue sky and talks to the lovely cows who are mooing and lovely and happy to see her. And she gives some food to some happy little children playing. And then she goes back into the cottage, wraps up the object, and then comes back out and offers it to you. And perhaps you are able to unwrap it now and see it, and it will be able to fit wherever you want to put it. Maybe you have a magical pocket. Maybe it rests in the heart. And for some of you, it might remain wrapped, and that's fine too. It will reveal itself when it can. And the magic and the goodwill and the delight in it is there for you anyway, if you want it. And generous, happy, contented soul that she is, Bridget is delighted to have given you the gift that you need right at this moment. And she twirls away, and the cows with their bells, off they go, following her. And then a little dog, and then some children, and a whole happy village of people follow her and her little lantern and her pail of milk to go somewhere else who needs her, somebody else who needs her, going where help is needed. And you can rest right here. Right here. In this moment, you have everything you need. And you could go into your own heart's fire and ask your own soul and your own body and your own deep inner wisdom if there is anything you need to know right now. And then, resting where you are, perhaps you begin to hear sounds. I just heard a little animal bark quite far away. The birds are still singing here. The insects are still flying low. The wind is a little breeze, actually, just tickling the leaves around me. I can hear some children. Can you hear anything where you are? Have a listen to the sounds in the room. Is there something far away you might be able to hear? And allow those sounds to bring you back towards the outer world. Good. Good. And you can bring your awareness to your eyes, to the firelight of your eyes. Maybe there are some shapes and images on the screen of your eyes. And perhaps there's an urge to flutter them open. I just saw a butterfly flutter into the leaves here, and her wings were fluttering open, and maybe your eyes do something like that and they can rest again. But there's a sort of urge for them to reopen and maybe see the light of the room. And perhaps there are smells in the room. Smells in the room, the same ones you could smell before, or just the awareness of the breath in the nostrils and the moisture in the mouth again. Yes. Maybe there's even a desire for a sip of tea or a taste of chocolate. That would be nice if you like chocolate or something else that you delight in. And maybe now the fresh feeling of sparkling water in your fingertips and your toe tips is still there, or the little fire in your heart urges you to begin to move, perhaps as if you were being wrought into being just like Bridget's amazing metalwork in the fire. You are reborn in this moment, remade, reawakening to this moment, to this new moment, to this breath, to this presence. And you can stretch and move and sigh, maybe flutter the lips and flutter the eyes and roll over onto your side, or move slightly. And as you move, you might feel your body in a different way connecting to the earth, a different heaviness, that different meeting place, that beautiful meeting place of body and earth. And beginning now to come back to where we are in this room, and opening your eyes and maybe spotting a few things in the room, locating a few objects, and maybe bringing your hands to your body or to each other and giving them a little rub. In fact, if you brought your hands together and gave them a little rub, then you would feel some fire building in between your hands, just like the fire in your heart, and you could cut them over your eyes again. Oh, lovely, lovely darkness. And then open your eyes into your hands and you get a bit of a red glow, a little red fire glow before you take them away and inhale and reach your arms out and welcome the day and the world that you are in. And I say thank you. Thank you for practicing this yoga nidra with me. Blessings of Bridget, blessings of spring, blessings of this day and this moment. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Banakti. Thank you.
Gaurav Mahagat.